Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting third. The right fielder, Fred Taube. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Stratton. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Monty Stratton. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Milt Galatzer. Batting second. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Brenzel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Thornton Lee. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Thornton Lee. And now, play ball. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Taube is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taube hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Shea fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball four. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simmons who is chasing the ball. Vosmick reaches third base with a triple. Averill goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Simmons. Hale reaches second base with a double. Vosmick scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball towards center. Averill catches it and throws to Hughes who relays to Trosky to double up Bonura. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Brenzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenzel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stratton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Galatzer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Averill. The throw from Shea and he is out, Appling applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops it up and throws to first, with Lee covering, for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Fred Taube is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taube is 0 for 1 in the game. Taube hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Taube moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Taube scores. Bonura moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bonura scores. Appling moves to third. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky hits a fly ball into right field. Tobby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-1 in the game. Shea takes first base on ball 4. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton is 0-for-1 in the game. Stratton bunts towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Shea moves to second. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Shea moves to third. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Shea scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Fred Taube is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taube is 0-for-2 in the game. Taube hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Brenzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenzel is 0-for-1 in the game. Brenzel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayes strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Appling goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, White Sox. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Shea takes first base on ball 4. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton is 0-for-1 in the game. Stratton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Galatzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Radcliffe reaches second base with a double. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Radcliffe scores. It's 5-2, White Sox. Oral Hildebrand now pitching. Fred Taube is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taube is 0-for-3 in the game. Taube bunts towards the mound. Hildebrand fields it and throws to first for the out. Simmons moves to second. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Galatzer. Appling reaches second base with a double. Simmons scores. Bonura moves to third. It's 6-2, White Sox. Ralph Weingartner now pitching. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dykes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a pop-up towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Shea hits a pop-up towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton is 0-for-2 in the game. Stratton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Radcliffe moves to third. Fred Taube is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taube is 0-for-3 in the game. Taube hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Taube reaches second base with a double. Radcliffe scores. Simmons goes all the way around to score. It's 8-2, White Sox. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Taube scores. Bonura moves to second. It's 9-2, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Brenzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenzel is 0-for-2 in the game. Brenzel hits a line drive into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Weingartner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weingartner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Galatzer hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Weingartner moves to third. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hughes hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Denny Gailhouse now pitching. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Dykes strikes out. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Shea hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton is 0-for-3 in the game. Stratton strikes out. 2 outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gailhouse fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. he's got one RBI. Hale hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Simmons. Hale reaches second base with a double. Vosmek moves to third. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 3 in the game. Trosky strikes out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 3 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.